Good afternoon, Sandy Kelly.
Hello, how are you, Ray?
Thanks so much for coming in, Sandy. Great to see you.
Thank you.
We've spoken on the phone in the past, but you've never been.
Yeah, I was in once.
Over in Studio 10. Yes, that's right. So that's pre-COVID because we moved during COVID from that lovely studio, Studio 10.
And then you launched my Christmas single.
We did, recently. Yes. You were on the with Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Which was lovely. You're back and you're all over the country. You've started your tour.
Started my tour last weekend.
Yeah, how's it going so far?
Great. We're having great. Mark Roberts is on the tour with
us.
Who did Eurovision.
He did, and you did Eurovision.
Yeah.
Which we have to talk about.
He almost won, though. He did great, didn't he?
Yeah, well, you came 11th. Yeah. Now, we won't say how many contestants were in it that year, but you did come
10. 10 contestants. You promised me you wouldn't say that.
But it's coincidentally, tomorrow we're previewing the 6 songs that are going for your song on Friday night. So we'll have a chat about that. But we want to hear you sing first, and then we'll talk, and then you'll sing again. So what are you going to sing for us first?
I'm going to do an original song that was written by my son, Willie, and I put a little bit of input into it. It's called The Showman's Daughter. And it's sort of as a child when I went to live with my granny and go to school and get educated. 9 years old, I started school. I would hear people refer to me as the showman's daughter. It's not the same context as the song, but it's linked.
Okay, and we'll talk more about your childhood as well after you sing.
Okay.
Sandy Kelly, The Showman's Daughter.
Bring down the final curtain. I can't go on with the show. Inside I'm broken, I'm hurting. I need somebody to know. I'm crazy, I'm falling to pieces. So long singing these songs. I need some quiet and peace now, where I can be one with my own. So come away with me to the water in the wild. I'm going home to Innisfree, where our sadness drowned in wagons full of laughter. When I was the showman's daughter, our journey spent more than the money, our souls for a traveling band. Life takes us to where we are destined. Won't let us make our own plan. Let's be grateful for all we've got. Let's give thanks for all that we've got. Let's pray for the ones in heaven. All sing in our heavenly choir. So come away with me to the water in the wild. I'm going home to Innisfree, where our sadness drowned in wagons full of laughter. Ooh, and I was the showman's daughter. I'm gonna rest in Innisfree, where our sadness drowned in wagons full of laughter. And there was the showman's daughter. Don't bring down the final curtain. I must go on with the show. Inside I'm broke and I'm hurting, but the stage is all that I know.
That was lovely. Sit down there. And Eugene McMullen on piano. Thanks, Eugene. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
I recognise a few song titles in the lyrics there.
I'm crazy, I'm falling to pieces.
Inish-free there.
Inish-free, yeah. Might as well get them all in.
And you say it there, the only thing you know is being on stage.
From a baby, I mean, literally, if they needed somebody for a play or a sketch, somebody would come in. They didn't have a cot, so they had me in a drawer
right.
in the wagon. And so somebody would come and just lift me up and carry me on stage.
And was it Dusky Dan's Travelling Show or Dust Dan's?
Dusky Dan's
Travelling Show.
Travelling Variety Show.
Yeah.
And all of his children, and he had 8 children, my father being one of them. And we travelled from town to town. So I was on stage 6 nights a week from the age
of 3.
So Dusky
Dan was your grandfather?
He was my grandfather and my mentor, taught me everything I know.
Would they perform in local halls or in a tent?
In a tent. We had a tent.
Right.
And we'd go around to different places. Usually stay a week. If you got fed well, you'd stay longer. In Ackle, we stayed 3 weeks because there was enough fish to feed an army. And we'd go from town to town. They'd put up the tent and there was plays, as I said, sketches. My Uncle Jack was a magician
right.
and a hypnotist. He could even hypnotise a chicken. And if people didn't have money, my grandfather was very kind. If people didn't have money to get in, because there was large families back then, you know, people would bring food. And that right. we relied on that.
I don't believe you could hypnotise a chicken. You've moved on now to your grandfather's generosity. I'm still thinking about the chicken.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. It's kind of connected. Somebody actually brought a chicken as a
right.
a live chicken as an entrance to get in.
Oh, to get in.
To get in, yeah. And I was delighted because I made great friends with this chicken. And I was playing with this chicken until it went missing.
Right.
And I never found out what pot it ended up in.
Yeah,
but anyway.
A stew or a casserole feed. Or something like that.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
a roast. Yeah, yeah. And can you remember your first living memory, Sandy, then? When did you... Can you remember, what's your first memory?
My first memory is being in the wagon. We call them wagons as opposed to caravans. And being in the cot or the drawer and standing up. When I was able to walk and all that, it was still... I'm tiny, as you can see.
Yeah.
I could still fit in the drawer to sleep. So that's my first memory is the lamp in the wagon. Little oil lamp for light. A Primus stove on the ground. You know, like a camping stove.
Yeah.
That's what we cooked on. So it was very, very
So you're steeped in showbiz.
Steeped in showbiz.
Not the glamour side of it now. But
it's, do you know, that's the funny thing about it. When I look back, it was a very magical, glamorous life. Because I got to wear sequins. I got to wear little high shoes. I got to wear makeup. And from 3 years of age, I remember doing Shirley Temple songs and tap dancing. And
what's the one, her big hair on the good ship?
Lollipop.
Yes.
I used to sing Sailor as well, which is an old song.
Yeah.
What do you want to make those eyes at me for? Which was very inappropriate
yes,
for a 3-year-old. But when I think back now, you know. So, you know, so this concert...
More innocent times.
More innocent times.
Sort of, yeah.
But the
ironically.
Tour we're doing now sort of brings us on that journey musically, you know, right from the show, you know, Happy Days Are Here Again when you're smiling and then right up to today, you know.
Mm. And you've told the story about Johnny Cash on numerous occasions, but it did change your life. And I suppose the detail... People wouldn't realise because, you know, you say that he heard you on the radio, he rang you, you met him in Oma, asked you over, invited you over. But you were sort of live-in guest with him and June Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so much so you were doing the ironing.
Yeah, I was doing the ironing. I used to iron. She used to wear long white night dresses like Little House on the Prairie type things. And I used to iron his shirts. That wasn't part of the job description.
No,
it was just you were expected. They did their own stuff. Like Johnny made his own sandwiches and he was an amazing cook. But I often wondered how they took to me so well and trusted me. Because, you know, at that level of stardom, you don't trust many people. And they travelled. They allowed me to travel with them, live with them. And I thought back to the show, my childhood. And I thought back to their childhood, the Carter family. They travelled and went from town to town and radio station to radio station and were the first really famous family band, folk band in America. And I think they used to call me a Carterism.
So there's a mutual understanding there
about
your lives. Yeah.
No uncomfortable feeling at all about anything.
Yeah.
You know, they talked about everything and anything in my company. And it was great, you know, it was amazing.
I'm such a huge fan of Johnny Cash.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think everybody
what
is.
What an amazing man. I was at home on Friday night and Sky Arts do these things. They have these concerts. I don't know where they got them from.
Mm.
But there was a concert of him somewhere. I think it was open air. But just amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. And isn't it nice to find out when you do admire somebody that they were genuinely a nice person?
And he was. Well, I don't know,
person.
But you.
He was so kind and so given. And, you know, I hadn't done an album, you know, in 30 years till that one came out last year.
Right.
For legal reasons and stuff like that.
2023, yeah.
Yeah. And my son, Willie, Kelly and Johnny and June's son, John Carter Cash, co-produced all that and organised the book and all that last time. And we went back to Cash Cabin, where Johnny did all his...
Cash Cabin?
Yeah,
in Henderson. Is that a studio?
Beside his house,
right.
Where his house used to be. His house is sadly gone. And yeah, it's Cash Cabin. And they used to spend time there. I remember he used to call me from there sometimes. He was a very lonely man. You know, sometimes he'd just call you randomly. And like, what do you say to Johnny Cash?
And was he sober at the end?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. I met him after all of that.
Yeah.
I never seen his wild days or anything like that. He was sober, very religious. But there was a sense when we went back to the cabin, there was a sense of him there in the cabin and June. And it kind of cocoons you or something. I thought it would be very sad, but it wasn't really.
And was that weird? Because you did a re-recording of The Woodcarver. So you kept the original vocals, but you got new sort of music. And so you got different musicians
More bluegrassy.
So you got Garth Brooks, guitarist, and people
and
like
Marty
that.
Stewart played
It's a lovely version of it.
Thank you.
And was that weird hearing his voice
well,
again?
Well, you see, John Carter and Willie, they didn't tell me they were going to do that. Because I actually probably wouldn't have allowed them to do it, you know, if I had to know. But as it turned out, I loved it. And they brought out the original masters of the day that we recorded it as the last track, and they told me what they were going to do. And they put the track on, and all of a sudden, of course, everything was there, me and Johnny talking in between. Now, I've been asked a million times, did I have an affair with Johnny Cash? No, I didn't. So there wasn't going to be nothing.
It wasn't on my list of questions, Sandy.
No, but I have been asked it. But there was nothing like that on the tape, but I didn't know what the hell we were talking about.
Yes.
And there was his son and my son listening to all this, and all this chat was on it. But it was hilarious. He was like winding me up and teasing me. They left a little bit of it at the end of the track. Yeah. And I was delighted. I really was. But it was sad.
Yeah, but you know what it proved to me? That, you know, both of you have voices for the ages.
What does that mean, Rick?
It means that they stand the test of time.
That
was recorded way back then.
Yeah.
And now they put the new music underneath it. But it sounds like it could have been recorded, you know, yesterday.
I think that's a compliment.
It is a compliment, yes.
Thank you. I have to be careful.
It's meant to be a compliment.
I have to be careful about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suppose if you think of it too, Patsy Cline is like that.
Yeah.
You know, her records still stand up today, you know.
Now, from the sublime to the ridiculous, Bonnie Tyler's Hot Pants.
The Hot Pants?
Yeah.
Where did you get all this? Oh, my God.
So you inherited Bonnie Tyler's Hot Pants?
Bonnie Tyler was a singer with a band in South Wales where I lived.
Right.
Called Steve Hare and the Bunnies.
Okay.
That was the name of the band.
Different
times. And she was one of the girl singers, amazing singer. But she went and had surgery on her vocal cords.
Right.
And that's how she ended up husky like she is. So she left the band and they replaced her with me. And so I inherited her costumes. And I had these red satin hot pants, and which Eddie Rowley will tell you all about. He had the picture in the Sunday World recently of me clad in these hot pants. Yeah. But when the Sunday World came out and me in the hot pants, my grandmother in Ballintore, County Sligo, who lived till she was 106, said I disgraced the family. She said it was sold out in the local shop in about 5 minutes to see me in the hot pants. And she didn't talk to me for about a month.
and I wonder how Steve Hare and the Bunnies doing now. But anyway, and we've spoken to Bonnie Tyler recently. She's a lovely, lovely woman.
Yeah, I never met her.
Did you not?
No, I didn't, no.
She's a really lovely woman. So that album came out in 2023 and it's still there for people to buy and to listen to on Spotify. And you're saying that was the first album you did in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that like getting back into studio and singing?
It was a little bit scary, you know, because when you haven't recorded for a long time, I felt a little bit overwhelmed. And we had all the top
musicians. You lose your confidence. Is that?
Yeah.
Do you?
You kind of lose your confidence. Well, you know, there's a difference. 30 years ago, I was 40. Next month, I'll be 71.
Right.
And you really don't know if you can do it, you know. But it renewed my confidence that, all right, my voice is a lot different than it was 40 years ago, but I can still sing.
And does it go down an octave or what happens?
Yeah, you change your keys.
You change your keys, right?
I'm not shy about bringing down my keys
because
I don't want to be screeching and blowing the head off anybody. And then if you think about people like Anne Murray and Karen Carpenter, that's where they always sang.
Always sang. Beautiful. Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
But what were you saying to me?
I was saying about going back into studio and what was
yeah,
that
it was,
like?
Yeah, it was. But then, like as you were saying, we had like the top musicians, Garth Brooks guitar player, yeah. Marty, Alison Krauss's bass player. It wasn't cheap, but we had all the best people because I might not do it again.
Sounds great. You will.
But it was live, Ray.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
all they were all there.
Did it, yeah, because it,
yeah.
in the opening track you can hear the count in. The one, two,
yeah,
one,
they,
two,
they were
three.
All there, yes, and yes. so there was a beautiful feeling of doing a live gig,
yeah.
type of thing,
yeah,
and I hope yeah. that comes across in the album.
Now I was saying that we're previewing the six Eurosong songs tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you were in the Eurosong twice. First time not successful. Second time successful, mm-hmm. and represented Ireland at the 1982.
That's right.
Eurovision Song Contest in Harrogate in England, and that was after Books Fizz had won the previous year.
That's
with
right.
Making Your Mind
yeah.
Up. Yeah, yeah. So it was the Duskies.
Mm-hmm.
And the song was Here Today, Gone Tomorrow. Does that hold a record in the Guinness Book of Records?
La, 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 la. It's close, I think, isn't it?
Is it what, the most la,
the
la,
most
la, la,
la, la, la's?
Right.
Maybe.
Just to remind people, so this is the song that represented Ireland in the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest, sung by...
the Duskies.
Yeah, Sandy and Barbara and Nina. And that was the...
And Danny.
Danny, and Danny as well. 10, 11... That's a big la-la count there. was that, of course, was that back in the day was the rule that you had to sing in your native language? Is that it? Not in Ireland. I think Ireland got a dispensation.
Yeah, I don't know, because remember Nicole won it.
Oh,
she was
yes.
from Germany. And then she went up to re-sing it and sang it in I don't know how many different languages.
Yes, yes.
You know,
A little piece. Yeah.
But
yeah.
we had a ball. Like, I mean, we certainly didn't expect to win the National Song Contest. So convinced were we that we wouldn't win it, that we took a gig playing at a dance in the National Ballroom in Dublin.
Same night.
And RTÉ had a big party for us in the canteen. And everybody else went to our party and we got back into the transit van to go and play at a gig.
I remember those days when they used to have parties in the RTÉ canteen.
Oh, no, do you not?
Now you're gigging, as I say, you're on a tour, so you've started already. I'm going to tell people that tomorrow night, that's Thursday night, the Glen Centre in Manor Hamilton in Leitrim, then Friday night, Town Hall Arts Centre in Cavan. Saturday, you're in Christchurch, Selbridge, County Kildare. Then next week, on the eve of Valentine's Day, you're in Coma Music Centre, Sligo. Then on Valentine's Night, Canavan's Hotel, Oma Road, Garvahi, Tyrone. And then Bell Table Theatre in Limerick, Saturday the 15th. And Colfer's Carrig on Banno in Wexford.
And Mark Roberts will be there too. And he's wonderful. Do you know Mark? He's so funny.
I do. I've met him over the years. Yeah, I've met him over the years. And the album is still there, as I say. And you're going to sing a song from the album. And it's your version of a Waterboys song. Why did you pick this, Sandy? Of all the songs.
I'm glad you asked me that. Because, well, first of all, my son picked all the songs. So he sort of, you know, he had to say.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, when I listened to it, it's written as a love song. A love song, love has many umbrellas in my head. And it reminded me of my grandson, Frank, who's 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
How long will I love you? As long as the stars are above you. So for all the grandchildren out there.
Sandy Kelly, How Long Will I Love You?
How long will I love you? As long as the stars are above you, and longer if I can. How long will I need you? As long as the seasons need to follow their plan. How long will I give to you? As long as the sea is bound to wash upon the sand. How long will I want you? As long as you want me to, and longer by far. How long will I hold you? As long as your father told you, as long as you are. How long will I give to you? As long as I live through you, however long you say, how long will I love you? As long as the stars are above you, and longer if I may. How long will I love you? As long as the stars are above you, however long you say, how long will I need you? As long as I live through you, longer if I may.
That was lovely. Betty has been on. We met Sandy and Mark at the show in Bantir on Sunday night. It was brilliant. Well done to all. Fantastic show. Lovely to hear my wonderful friend Sandy Kelly on your show, says Nuala in Mayo.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
SandyKellyMusic.com. Thanks very much, Eugene. And thanks, Sandy.
Thank you.
Good luck the rest of the
thank
tour.
Thank you.